Woman is in the Starr County Jail following a Saturday afternoon shooting. 55-year-old Tanya Redmond of Canton was arrested following the incident in the 1600 block of Market Avenue South. Officers were called to the address around 4:50. Redmond allegedly was intoxicated when she shot a 61-year-old Canton man in the face. His condition was not available. Redmond was charged with felonious assault and having weapons under disability. She was arraigned Monday in Canton Municipal Court, bond set at $100,000. Legal status of four international students at Walsh University has been restored by the federal government. Their F-1 visas were revoked last week. Multiple federal judges later ruled the government misused the student and exchange visitor information system, a Homeland Security database used to track foreign students. The Justice Department said Immigration and Customs Enforcement is developing a new policy for foreign students in the U.S. on F-1 visas. Cause of a fire that heavily damaged a Canton apartment building will likely never be known. Fire officials cite the magnitude of damage to the 11th Street Northwest structure and the fact it was torn down hours after the Sunday morning blaze. Firefighters were called to the 400 block around 7:30. A man jumped from a third-floor window and was taken to Mercy Hospital with serious injuries. Two other people rescued from the third floor were treated at the scene for smoke inhalation. Another person rescued was not hurt. Sections of the roof collapsed, leaving the building uninhabitable. Nearby building was evacuated. No damage estimate was released. A defunct used car dealership in Perry Township being sued by the State Attorney General's Office. AutoMax and owner Elias Eberle are named as defendants in the suit filed by Dave Yost in Common Pleas Court. Both parties accused of failing to provide vehicle titles to customers. AutoMax was located on Tuscarawas Street West. The Attorney General's Office has resolved five title-related complaints around the state, using more than $46,000 from their title defect rescission fund. Additional payouts are expected. One juvenile injured in a shooting in Columbiana County Sunday night. Wellsville Police Chief Ed Wilson says he believes the incident involved several teens from the Steubenville area. Emery Childs was charged Monday with felonious assault, inducing panic and tampering with evidence. According to a Facebook post from the Wellsville Police Department, additional arrests are expected. WFMJ-TV reports the juvenile was shot in the wrist at a home along 18th Street. The injuries were not life-threatening. An investigation is continuing. Sebring Village Council handles miscellaneous business. Lawmakers Monday approved an ordinance to enter into contract with Dehoff Landscaping for landscaping and vegetation services in the downtown area. It cost nearly $22,000. Council also passed legislation allowing the village manager to purchase four 12-gauge shotguns. For the police department from Runzo Outdoor Sports, the cost $1,720. The department's current shotguns are over 20 years old and will be adapted for use with non-lethal beanbag rounds. Council approved a motion to hard bill Beloit for EMS calls effective immediately. Police Chief Ray Harris says his department received more than 80 pounds of prescription medications during Saturday's drug take-back day. Youngstown Police investigating a weekend shooting on the city's west side. Officers responded to the area of South Schenley Avenue and Austin Street around 12:30 Saturday morning. They were flagged down by onlookers for a man with a gunshot wound to the arm. He was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. His condition was not available. A man arrested during a Youngstown traffic stop in February pleads guilty. 34-year-old David Cobb was charged with crimes dating as far back as 2017. Cobb failed to appear in court in July 2019, leading to a bench warrant for his arrest. He pleaded guilty to attempted robbery and multiple weapons charges in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court and was sentenced to 4 years in prison. Liberty Police stopped Cobb on Belmont Avenue. He initially gave officers a false name. A gun was seized during a traffic stop in Youngstown Sunday morning. Police attempted to stop a car driven by 69-year-old Lewis Underwood at McGuffey Road and Berkeley Avenue. The car initially stopped and sped away. An object was thrown from the vehicle during the chase. Underwood pulled into a gas station at McGuffey and Albert Street, where he was arrested. Police found the gun thrown from the vehicle. Underwood also had a set of brass knuckles. He's charged with failure to comply, tampering with evidence, possession of cocaine, and three weapons counts. He was arraigned Monday. Fraud on an online auction site. As a Youngstown man in court, Paul Jackson pleaded not guilty to wire fraud in federal court, but agreed to a pre-trial diversion program rather than undergoing further prosecution. Investigators said Jackson devised a scheme to defraud an unnamed e-commerce company based in San Jose, California. He would allegedly identify himself as the seller of items or request a price reduction. He would purchase the items at the lower price. During a different period, he would claim to be the seller and say an error was preventing him from processing a refund. Scams reportedly cost the site nearly $30,000. Now, the following funeral announcements. Service for 84-year-old Richard C. Hillis, Wednesday at 7 o'clock, arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian. Service for 85-year-old Cecilia Ann Wagner of Marlboro Township, Friday at 10 o'clock at Sacred Heart of Mary Church, arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian. Service for 49-year-old David W. Fletcher, Saturday at 11 o'clock, arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian. Service for 93-year-old Donna A. Russell, Saturday, May 10th at 11 o'clock, arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian. Private service will be held for 86-year-old Mary J. Weiser, arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian.